Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me, Dr. Shawanda Faye Watson, for another episode of Unpacking Family Secrets, God's Way. I thank you for taking the time out to listen to the podcast, and my prayer is that you are gaining more information and knowledge and wisdom that the Lord wants you to gain so that you'll be in a position to stand up against every type of abuse in the mighty name of Jesus. And so before we go further, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise your holy name, Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the Almighty, the only true and living God. The name that is above every name, it was a gift to us from you. And that's when you gave your only begotten Son just for us. And Heavenly Father, we are praising you for our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the precious Lamb of God. We're thanking you for his precious blood. The blood will never lose its power. And we thank you, Father, for the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess Jesus as Lord, Master, and Savior. We thank you, Father, for your Holy Ghost. We thank you, Holy Spirit, right now, for your love, your peace, your joy, your strength. And we're thanking you for the fire of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your protection, your provision, Father. And we thank you for your forgiveness. And Heavenly Father, right now, we ask you to forgive all of us, everyone who's listening, our families, my family, for all known and unknown sins, iniquities, and perversions we have ever committed against your word right now. And we thank you, Father, for your forgiveness, your grace, and your mercy. Heavenly Father, we renounce every evil word that we have ever spoken in the mighty name of Jesus. And we renounce every evil and wicked word anyone else has ever spoken over our lives and destinies in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth over everyone who's listening, over our families, over everything predestined by the Most High God to be associated with us, and over my family and myself and the podcast as well. We release the fire of God to burn out everything that's in us and around us that's not of you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I dispatch multi-purpose angels to go forth and obey every word of the Most High God concerning everyone who is listening, our families as well. And we bind up backlash, sabotage, retaliation, setbacks, revenge, and delays on behalf of everyone who's listening, our family, myself and my family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Have your way in this podcast. Have your way in our lives, Father. In Jesus Christ of Nazareth, mighty name I pray, amen. So if you do not have anything to write with or to write on, I will pause right here and allow you to get that. All right. Well, we are continuing the conversation about domestic violence. And when you're talking about any type of abuse, you know, it will be challenging. Because a lot of times people just don't want to talk about it. Even if they're not victims, they really don't want to talk about it. They may have family members who are victims. They may have family members who are the people who are actually abusing someone. And they, you know, take the posture of, that's not my business. We don't need to talk about that. You know, regardless of the situation, regardless of what they're witnessing, regardless of how it's affecting the children, regardless about how it's affecting the victim, you know, but we have to talk about it, and we are going to talk about it, and we're not going to stop talking about it. And again, we are talking about it in the position from the church. Because you have victims sitting in the church every Sunday. And I know for a fact, pretending like you are happy and that you're safe and that the person that you're with loves you, that pretense is very, very hard. Okay. And it should not be that way. So the type of abuse that we're going to be talking about today is verbal abuse. And verbal abuse is a form of domestic violence. Now, you know, there are times when people get upset and they will say things that are hurtful to the person that they're talking to. But when you're in a domestic violence situation, this could be every day, all day, that you are being cussed out, degraded. And so, you know, this is just an attempt to keep this person broken, you know, and you have people who are sitting around them as they're being degraded in that way, right? And so the Lord has a lot to say about words. Words should be used to edify the person. You can correct anyone in a decent and respectful way, in a way that they will be able to accept that, you know, correction and build on it, you know, make those changes and benefit from that. Okay. But, you know, if you're called, you know, out of your name every day, all day, and then you may have situations where the children will start talking about, you know, the mother in a negative way, you know, calling her names instead of saying mom, calling her out of, you know, just by her first name, which is disrespectful, especially if this is not the norm. Okay. And a lot of times children will do that because they don't want the person who's abusing their mother to turn on them. But, you know, because of their young age, they don't understand that them agreeing with the abuser doesn't change the fact that they may or may not be abused, because an abuser is an abuser. And a lot of times they really don't care who, you know, their victims are, because they don't see them as victims. They see them as property. They see them as someone that they can control. And a lot of times is they're trying to control the person or the people who are closest to them. And that will be the people who are living under the same roof in the same house that they live in. But one of the things that I want you to understand is that when people use their power to break someone else, it's only because, and partly because, they have a very low self-esteem anyway. They don't feel good about themselves. So if they don't feel good about themselves, then they don't want anybody else around them to be positive and have a positive attitude about what they're doing. Okay. They always have something negative to say. And again, you have these people sitting in the church and sometimes serving in the church, and they see nothing wrong with it because they have this charismatic behavior, their attitude, where a lot of times people are just drawn to them, but they don't know them. Okay. And so the Lord said in his word in Proverbs 10:31, the mouth of the godly person gives wise advice, but the tongue that deceives will be cut off. Okay. So when you have ministers and elders who are serving in the church, and then they go home and they talk about their spouse, you know, in such a way that it just breaks them, okay, then this is the person that the Lord is talking about, where the tongue of the wise, you know, basically, it gives healing. And this is coming from Proverbs 12:18. The words of the reckless pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. So if a person is serving in the church, then they know how to talk to people, you know, who need their help, need counseling, need ministry in the church. But it's unfortunate that these same people will go home and it's a totally different situation, okay? Because I've, you know, I've been a part of the counseling ministry, the deliverance ministry, the children's ministry. I've served in many different aspects and volunteered in many different areas at the church. And so you come across people and you're having conversations with them. And these are the things that you hear, you know, where their husbands, you know, when I'm talking to women, that their husbands talk to them in such a way, and they curse them and they are cussing at them, and, you know, they can't do anything right. And so they're broken, and it's just a control thing. This is domestic violence. It's domestic violence. And again, it's in the church. And until pastors are talking about how a man is supposed to love his wife on a regular basis, maybe once a month, you do a you know, it would be good if they did a checkup, you know. Husbands, how are you loving your wife? Or are you loving your wife? And then give them a scripture, okay, and remind them that they're supposed to be loving their wives, as Christ loved the church. Do you understand? The Lord loves us. He loves his children. He will chastise us when we do wrong, because he's a father. He's a loving father, right? He provides for us. He protects us. You know, he communes with us. He talks to us. He guides us. He leads us. He delivers us. He does everything for us. He opens up doors and no man can shut, and shut doors and no man can open. And husbands are supposed to have that same attitude and posture toward their wives. In no way, shape, or form should they be cussing at their wives. You see? But this is happening in the church. This is happening in the church. They are disrespectful. There's no honor regarding the Lord. And the Lord is not answering their prayers. They don't even realize that their prayers are not being answered. And if you ask them, you know, how are you treating your wife? You know, if you witness them, you know, talking, you know, negative to their spouse, they'll tell you that's none of your business. You see? It's just none of your business. Okay? And so going forward into what the Lord is saying about the words, right? He said in Proverbs 5:1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Okay? And, you know, you have husbands are trying to, you know, they want to say, well, their wife is not submitting to them. Well, when you're cursing her out, what do you expect? You see, this is not your property. Your wife is not your property. Okay? No, you are joint heirs. Okay? The Lord sees you as one. And he is not in agreement with a husband verbally abusing his wife. Because women are, you know, very emotional, okay? If they're happy, you're going to know it. If they're sad, you will know it. If they're angry, you're going to know it. And to be married to a man whose objective is to destroy this person, not to love this person, but to destroy this person, and they're sitting in God's house, sitting under the word that is coming from the pulpit, that's wrong. But let me let you know something else. You have pastors who are abusers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All you have to do is look up, Google, you know, pastors who have hurt their wives, who are, have been arrested because of domestic violence. And you will see that this is a problem. And then you have children who are witnessing this. And then they go off and they play with their friends. And the only thing they're doing is repeating what they heard their dad say to their mom. So they're talking about it with their friends, cussing their friends out, cussing with their friends. You see? So the Lord said, train up a child in the way that they should go so that when they are older, they will not depart from it. So basically what the father is doing is training their children on either how to be the victim or how to be the abuser. You see? Because now it's in the bloodline. It's in the bloodline. And somewhere down the line, someone has to break it off the bloodline. You see? So the Lord is calling his children, his daughters and his sons who are victims of domestic violence out. And his voice is going to be stronger and stronger and stronger speaking against it. So that when everybody is hearing it over and over and over again, when they hear about a family member abusing someone, everybody is speaking against it. You see what I'm saying? And these type of people, they always want people to love them, appreciate them, you know, especially family. They want family to agree with them. But when family starts turning and just, you know, saying what is right and what's wrong is wrong and the abuse is wrong, that goes against their plan. See, they don't know what to do with that. You understand? But families have to understand that they cannot co-sign and agree, turn their backs to what they know is happening. You know that abuse is taking place and you're turning your back. The Lord is going to deal with you. Do you understand? So it's time to get it right. It's time for the church to speak up against this abuse and stop focusing just on wives submitting to their husbands. Do you understand? That's not the only part of that. Okay? Because domestic violence is not pretty. There's nothing nice about it. Nothing. So, the Lord said in his word, in Matthew 12:36, but I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for it in the day of judgment. Do you understand? When you're standing before the Lord God Almighty, you're going to have to give an account for every last word that you spoke over your spouse, when you were cussing her out, when you were cursing her. And I don't know what kind of explanation you're going to try to come up with, but whatever it is, it will not work. Do you understand? You see? So, get it right, ask the Lord to heal that broken place that's in your heart. If it's a daddy issue that your father was nowhere to be around, you know what I mean? Or if it's a mother issue that she left you with your dad, you know, when you were a baby, you and didn't have anything to do with you, or you ended up staying with your grandparents or something, whatever it is, men. And whatever it is, ladies, if you are the abusers, you're going to have to deal with that. It's time to deal with that, that hurt. And the only one who can heal you is the Lord God Almighty. So you have to humble yourself and ask the Lord to heal you, help you deal with this situation, because you're hurting your family. And when you have children saying that they would like, it would be just better if their father was nowhere around, just away from them, then they could have a happy life. When you hear a child say that, you hear me? That's a painful place, because you want to try to do anything and everything that you can to help them. You see what I'm saying? And it's not fair to them. It is not fair. When grown folks act like they don't know what to do and how to act, and the church is not saying anything. So the Lord is holding everybody accountable. You're going to speak against it because he's against it, or you're going to remain silent and you have to deal with him. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm going to pray and call those victims out. And after that, I'm going to pray a prayer of salvation, so that if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you had a wrong idea of the love the Lord has in store for you, I ask you to forgive everyone who gave you that wrong impression, because it was because they really did not know the Lord. They didn't have a relationship with their Heavenly Father. You see? So Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're coming boldly before your throne of grace again through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, acknowledging you for who you are, the amazing warrior, mighty in battle. And Heavenly Father, right now, I release the fire of God to burn out everything that's around every victim, in every victim. Burn it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Fear. I break the back of fear right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I call those victims out of bondage right now. Every cage the enemy has set for their lives, I break it with the power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the mighty name of Jesus. I dispatch multi-purpose angels to go forth and obey every word of the Most High God concerning every victim of abuse. In the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over the path that the Lord has in store for them to walk, that when you open the doors, Father, for their escape, that they have a clear view and they have a single focus on getting out, regardless of what people are saying. So I mute every voice in the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that will speak against the victims getting out, being safe, and the children as well. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them in judgment shall be condemned. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, I command every evil arrow that has been fired into their bodies, their souls, their spirits to backfire, go back to the senders. In the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that the plan and purpose that you have for their lives, they will live it out and accomplish it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak peace into their minds, their souls, their spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I release the fire of God to burn out everything that's in their bloodline that is pulling them back into bondage. I burn it out with the blood and the fire of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I bind up backlash, sabotage, retaliation, setback, revenge, and delays. Not only for everyone who's listening, the victims of abuse and domestic violence, but for my family and myself as well. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now, if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I ask you to pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I have not lived my life according to your holy word. I believe that Jesus was virgin born. He died on the cross just for me. And he rose again just for me. And he's preparing a place just for me. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Make me a new creation. And if I die tonight, heaven will be my home because I have received Jesus Christ of Nazareth as my Lord, Master, and Savior. And I say bye-bye to the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I thank you again for listening to the podcast. And I ask you to share it with any victims and anyone else who have a desire to help those in these types of situations. Until next time, I love you with the love of the Lord. Bye-bye.